Couple playoff games under their belts, and I think that helps. That plays in well when we're going into a game like this Monday night. A division team, regardless of what the records are, it's a tough opponent, common opponent. It's all imano imano. It's what do you have that's better than what we have, and see who can outweigh the and outlast the opponent.
Are they legit? 2-0. People didn't think they'd be 2-0.
You watch them on film. I say they're legit. I respect every man until, you know, he gets in my face. So Monday night, I respect them all the way up until Monday night. Yeah, that's any and every opponent. But no, they are definitely a legit team.
You talked about the experience thing. You guys talked about cutting down the penalties. You've done that. You haven't made the big mistakes on special teams. Is that where some of that experience is playing through, plus maybe the off-season focus that you guys have been getting?
Oh, well, we put a lot of emphasis on our special teams, and I think it's starting to pay off. And you're starting to see some of the outcomes go our way, especially even in the penalties. We haven't had as many penalties on offense as well as on defense and on special teams. I think we focused a lot on the details and the fundamentals of the game and trying to eliminate self-inflicted wounds.
Do you feel weird, though, when you're out there in practice back there with the punt return guys? It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, but it gives me something to do. It gives me something to do. It's fun. It's fun. Who knows? I may get back there.
Talk about wanting to get into that offensive rhythm. I know you guys have had some periods in the first two games where you guys weren't clicking, you know, not getting the end zone, the red zone a couple of times in the last game. Talk about the importance of wanting to get that back on track and kind of for full four quarters.
Well, it's really important. And I quite honestly, I don't think any of us feel that we've even come close to where we know we have the capabilities of going and what type of offense we're capable of becoming. Obviously, it's on us. The ownership is on us to get it done, to establish that well-oiled machine that you guys have seen in the preseason and even at the end of last year. But, you know, it's tough to say why we haven't gotten to that point, because we feel like we can score anytime and every time we have the ball. That's our mindset. That should be our mindset. That should be the mindset of all 11 guys out there. But why we haven't gotten it done is pure execution. We haven't executed. We haven't put ourselves in successful situations on third down and second down. But we have a long season ahead of us. We're not going to jump on ourselves. We're going to jump on ourselves enough to where we can correct it, but we're not going to jump down each other's throat because we're not in panic mode. We know we have a long season ahead of us and a lot of time to turn our offense up.
Greg, would you agree with that? Looking at the Bears on tape, it's more of the same to some extent, but they seem to be playing with a more of an edge. Would you agree with that and what you've seen of them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was the first thing I noticed on film. I think I made mention of it in our meeting today. They're playing like, look, the next man is going to take my job, and all 11 of them on defense are playing like that, which is what you want. They're flying around to the ball. They have that. They don't have that bend but don't break attitude where you see in the past where it's like, okay, we're going to cover 2 years to death, and then we're going to stop you when it really counts. They don't have that attitude. We're just going to stop you, period. And it definitely shows on defense, on film.
Thank you. Is there something special still with this rivalry? Do you sense that?
Oh, yeah. It's always something special about this rivalry. Number one, you can throw the records out the window. You can throw any statistics out the window. That's the beauty of rivalries like this, though. Nothing else matters. The only thing that matters is those 22 guys that take that field each snap. And it's the best team, the best unit is going to win.
Mike Kesey, since you've been here, emphasize the history and talk about that and some of our goals back.
Yeah, well, we all understand the history, and Mike has made mention of it. We don't get too big into the history because I think we have to kind of establish our own legacy as a team, and that's what we're trying to do. And we have to take it one game at a time. We try to make sure we kind of downplay each game to where they're not as big as they really are. But this is, it's a big game. It's early in the season, so it's not do or die, but it's definitely an important game.
Yeah. if you weren't playing the NFL?
It's definitely a different defense. They got a lot of veterans out there, a lot of smart guys, savvy guys, guys that can make plays. And that's what they've been doing. They've been beating teams to the punch on down after down. And we have to definitely punch them in the mouth before they hit us. We can't counterpunch these guys because they're definitely coming with all kinds of uppercuts and haymakers.